Exclusive. Tudor Dixon, Gretchen Whitmer willing to freeze people to death because of her environmental religion. By Robert Krajicek on October 14, 2022. Tudor Dixon, Republican candidate for governor of Michigan, said on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with guest host Jerome Hudson that Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, is endangering the lives of Michiganders by threatening their ability to warm their homes in the winter. Whitmer, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, D, and the Biden administration are pushing to shut down a significant portion of Line 5, an oil pipeline built in 1953 transporting propane and other fossil fuels between Canada and the United States. The Democrats market their push as an environmental measure. Dixon remarked, "Let me tell you what this would do to the state of Michigan and overall to the Midwest. It moves propane. Michigan is the highest user of propane in the entire country. It's what people in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan heat their homes with. Many people in the Lower Peninsula, as well." Dixon said Whitmer is putting Michiganders' lives at risk in the winter by undermining their access to home heating in order to comply with left-wing orthodoxy. "Imagine being in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and having the governor threaten your ability to heat your homes," she stated, "really, literally, put your life in danger because of her environmental religion, because she's beholden to this Green New Deal." Dixon continued, "Instead of taking care of the people of Michigan, she is going to put them at risk by saying she's going to shut this down. In Michigan, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we have some of the highest gas prices in the nation. This will just increase them even more." Dixon remarked on ongoing developments in Dearborn, Michigan, regarding parents organizing against political sexual indoctrination targeting their children in schools marketed by the leftist transgender LGBT curriculum. She noted Whitmer's silence on the issue. "They're finding what they're saying is pornographic material in the school," Dixon said. "The school is refusing to remove this material, and the governor has been silent. We've come out with a similar law to what you see in Florida, saying, look, we want to make sure that before fourth grade, we're not having sex and gender discussions with our kids. We've asked the governor to come out and say the same. She's been silent." Dixon went on, "Whitmer said she created a parents' council. It's a council filled with her donors, and they haven't made a statement on anything. You've got parents in Dearborn, Michigan, who are outraged by what is being pushed on their kids in the classroom, and the governor is silent about this. We need someone who's going to stand up for parents in the state." The Michigan Department of Education regularly uses leftist neologistic terms and acronyms in its official communications, including descriptions of children as LGBT, LGBTQ+, and transgender. Dixon identified Michigan as a flashpoint of a broader national campaign waged by government authorities to impose sexual instruction upon children. She noted, "You're seeing it across the country where parents are saying, hey, wait a minute, let's get back to the basics of teaching. Reading, writing, math, and it's so critical in the state of Michigan. We're 38th in the nation, but with the latest scores we're headed toward the bottom 5 states in the nation. And we're fighting over whether or not there can be pornography in the schools? How about we focus on reading, writing, and math, and making sure our kids have a chance at a future?" Dixon concluded by emphasizing Whitmer's pursuit of control through increasingly centralized government power. "Whitmer wants to control the people of the state of Michigan," she said, and she couldn't even deny it last night. "People are realizing that they don't want to be under this socialist-type control. And, these leaders who are forcing the people to live under their rules, instead of the rules that have been set by the Constitution for years." Dixon added, "She has deliberately hurt families in the state with choices that she has made with her veto pen." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.